Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and the president of Taiwan, Tsai Ing-wen, have put China on the defensive with a phone call to discuss Washington's role in helping Taiwan reach international status. Wang Li is China's foreign minister. Wang said it was just a small trick by Taiwan. He says it will not change the relationship between China and the U.S. Experts predict the Chinese leadership will watch for fallout, such as whether Trump takes talks again with the Taiwanese leader after his January 20th inauguration, or gives Taiwan some of what its president suggested during the phone call. Austrians will vote today in a presidential election. It is Europe's first national poll since Donald Trump won the U.S. election, and a fellow populist figure is in the running. Norbert Hofer has tapped into the feelings of discontent spreading throughout much of the Western world. He is a populist who says he speaks for those who have been ignored. Philip Mitnick is an Austrian political analyst.
I think a lot of people, even if we are living in one of the richest countries of the world, they want to have a change. And this was also the main topic in the election of Donald Trump, make America great again. And the Freedom Party Austria also had posters, make Austria great again.
Polls are showing the vote too close to call. Somali regional forces in Puntland have clashed with pro-Islamic State militants in the country's northeast. This is the first ever military confrontation between security forces and pro-Islamic State fighters. This is VOA News. The ashes of late Cuban leader Fidel Castro have arrived in the city of Santiago de Cuba, where Castro will be laid to rest today. Santiago is where Castro started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. After a funeral ceremony attended by presidents and former presidents of Central and South American nations, Castro's remains will be interred beside Cuban independence hero José Martí in a Santiago cemetery. Syrian rebel commanders in war-ravaged Aleppo say they will not surrender the city's eastern sector to Russia-backed government forces, despite a government offensive that threatens to drive out opposition figures after a four-year occupation. UN Syrian envoy Staffan de Mistura spoke with reporters about the situation in Syria.
So bottom line, regardless of whether there is a military victory or a non-military victory in Syria, you still need a push for a political, inclusive, real solution, including the region. This is a proxy war. It needs to be a proxy peace, too.
Further talks on Syria will be held this week by Russian and U.S. diplomats in Geneva. Russian news reports say security forces in Russia's North Caucasus region have killed a rebel chieftain with ties to Islamic State extremists, authorities describing him as the ringleader of provincial IS operations. It also linked the group to two separate suicide bombings in the Russian city of Volgograd that killed more than 30 people in December of 2013. Islamist rebels from Dagestan, which lies immediately east of Chechnya, are known to have traveled to join Islamic State fighters in Iraq and Syria. Hundreds of people gathered Saturday in Manger Square in Bethlehem to attend the annual lighting of the Christmas tree in that West Bank city, beginning the Christmas holiday season. Tony Morcos is a Bethlehem resident.
We are tonight inaugurating our celebrations of Christmas. And our motto this year for the Christmas celebrations is mercy is the spirit of Christmas. From this place where it all started more than 2,000 years ago, we ask the Almighty that this holy season would bring with it love, hope, and peace for this holy land and for all countries all over the world.
The Holy Land Christmas tree is traditionally erected in front of the Nativity Church, the birthplace of Jesus, according to Christian tradition. Christmas Eve is a major event for Bethlehem, draws thousands of foreign tourists. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.